Imagine a job where tons of steel roar by at 40 miles an hour. It's what subway workers deal with every day to keep our trains running. As recent fatalities show, it's dangerous work. But thanks to transit workers, New Yorkers like us can get to our jobs. Now the transit workers' contract is expiring. The Transport Workers Union has negotiated in good faith. But the MTA seems intent on forcing a strike, something New Yorkers just can't afford.
I'm Roger Toussaint, president of Transport Workers Union Local 100. Our transit workers are fighting against a fare increase for our passengers. And now, we're also fighting for a decent contract and to avoid a transit strike. We need you to call Governor Pataki at 212-681-4580 and tell him to make the MTA negotiate in good faith for the sake of all New Yorkers.
A message from TWU Local 100. We move New York.
This is a Building Bridges, your community and labor report special filed for Wake Up Call. I'm Amy Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
Well, Ken, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority unveiled its comprehensive proposal to Transport Workers Union Local 100. It included no wage increase in the first year of the deal and increased employee contributions to the pension fund, prompting union head Roger Toussaint to brand the offer an insult, an outrage, and a provocation.
TWU Local 100 is facing demands by management for deep cuts and givebacks. Indeed, the MTA's recent proposals would mean less take-home pay for workers. The MTA says it's losing $1 billion a year, but declined to seriously consider union proposals for express bus lanes and cutting back on contracting out to save money.
The mainstream media focuses on threats, such as Pataki talking about calling out the National Guard, or Mayor Bloomberg talking about jailing the leadership, or former Mayor Koch suggesting that there be 2 days pay charged for every 1 day that the workers may be on strike, so as to break the back of the union and have them, as he said, crawl back on their knees to the bargaining table.
We now hear the real issues as presented by Roger Toussaint, president of TWU Local 100.
Contract expires this coming Sunday. The MTA waited until 5 days ago to respond to our demands, which we gave to them over 11 weeks ago. And their response had some bombshells in it. Not only were they insisting that we accept zeros, they turned around and said that we should be giving them money. They wanted to deduct 2.3% of the top of our members' paychecks to put into the pension fund. So this was like almost a deliberate act of provocation, in addition to which they had an increased out-of-pocket cost for health coverage, despite the fact that we have made a very strong and compelling case that health coverage for transit workers is inferior even to other municipal employees. We are being pushed against the wall, and I guess part of the reason why the MTA believes that they can try to get away with this is because outspoken interference on the part of Bloomberg administration and the Post and others trying to waive the threat of Taylor Law fines and fines on top of the Taylor Law fines that are actually illegal, and threats of jailing us, threats of putting us on ICE. The point is that we have told them that this contract has to be negotiated, has to be resolved through good faith negotiation, not by threats and intimidation the way they resolved the last contract. So they figured it worked last time and they're going to try it again. And that is simply not going to happen. No matter what threats, fines and imprisonment and whatever else they got up their sleeves, they're going to negotiate this contract because we're not going to be force-fed this time around. We have very basic issues. We aren't asking for Cadillac coverage. We are asking to be not treated as second-class citizens. Our people may carry a lot more passengers, do a lot more dangerous work than even work on some of the other MTA sister agencies, such as the Long Island Railroad and Metro-North, yet we make less than folks that work over there. And in many other respects, the health coverage is inferior. Our retirees lose prescription coverage, effectively meaning that they can't retire. And we are subject to more discipline than anyone else.
keep on pushing. Now look a look, look a look.
Toussaint addresses the excessive and punitive discipline that has consistently been leveled by the MTA against the workers of TWU Local 100.
Between the last contract and this contract, they have filed over 48,000 disciplinary actions against our members and conducted over 48,000 home investigations over the three-year period. You can search the entire continental United States and you can never come up with an employer that disciplines employees as harshly and as frequently as does the TA. So a very front-burner question for us is correcting the mistreatment of our members, the total disregard, total lack of human rights and basic consideration that you get from the TA. Typically, you can be written up in the Transit Authority if when you're out sick, you leave your home, you fail to call command center and inform them of where you're going, or if you go to the doctor and you did call, but you forgot or neglected to tell them that after going to the doctor, you're going to go to the pharmacy to follow the prescription, that you forgot to inform them that you changed your location from the doctor's office to the pharmacy. These type of things would typically result in write-ups. So right now, 34,000 employees work for the TA. Those 34,000 have been subject to 16,000 write-ups a year. These are disciplinary actions that require hearings, a different step. If you search other municipal agencies, nothing comes anywhere near the TA, not by 10 or 20 times. I mean, we're talking something pretty staggering numbers here. They're never short of money to do that, to do their write-ups and so forth. The type of treatment that the TA was notorious for, always handle riders in terms of closing token booths without conducting public hearings and feeling that they're God unto themselves. That type of treatment is very much alive and reflected in how they treat their in-house workforce. Contempt for the riders, contempt for the drivers, contempt for everyone. That raises a bigger issue, the question of the need for more accountability and transparency at this agency. But
with the city and state budgets in deficit, what is to be done? We asked Roger Toussaint.
But we are saying address the question of corruption and waste before you put the burden on the back of the riders or of all members. Business has never been better at the MTA. Ridership has been up 29% since 1996 alone. Income has been up. Surpluses were reported up until as late as November here. The state is having a fiscal crisis due in no small part to the 25% cut in tax revenues of the Pataki administration, tax cuts generally to the more privileged, and now that is coming back to haunt us. At the MTA, there are some very basic reasons that are fueling their overall deficit problem, a $1.1 billion deficit, so they claim. In the first place, the state stopped contributing to the capital program at the MTA. That amounts to $350 million cut coming into mass transit. New York City mass transit carries 84% of state mass transit riders, but we only receive 63% of funding from Albany. So there's a huge disparity there. Now, on the question of corruption and waste, the Transit Authority is moving its headquarters from 370 J Street to 2 Broadway in Manhattan. That's a rental property. That's a transaction alone resulted in $355 million in cost overruns, and it produced 10 indictments for corruption, graft. The 50-cent fare increase would result in roughly $425 million in additional revenues from the fare box. That single fiasco at 2 Broadway would have accounted for a large chunk of that. Typically, the rehabilitation of subway stations, if it is done in-house, saves per station between $1.5 to $2 million for each station. They have over 460-something stations. They prefer to give the contract to rehabilitate these stations by contracting them to outsiders. This is a way to put money in the pockets of their friends and contractors and subcontractors, which is where the MTA managers eventually end up being employed when they leave the MTA. The current heads of some of these companies were TA managers up to a year or two ago. So we are saying before you get to the riders and try to impose a tax on them in the form of this fare increase, and before you get to our members, these things have to be cleaned up. you have to open the books and there should be a frank discussion about the true state of affairs, and the house has to be put in order before you can come to the riders and our members and try to tell them that they should lose ground to the cost of living and give up their health coverage and so on and so forth. We will never accept zeros under any circumstances. We think that respect, the public sector workers are with us. Mayor Bloomberg came out 2 days ago and said the days of wage increases that are not funded from productivity are over. What Mayor Bloomberg is saying is that workers and labor organizations can no longer expect to even keep pace with the cost of living. He's saying that we have to now bargain backwards, bargain away past gains, and there's no examination, no real discussion about alternatives, alternative funds, alternative ways to deal with the deficit. They want to just simply impose this. So this particular confrontation has broad and long-standing ramifications for public sector workers in the first instance, and generally for working class people and the middle class. It's going to set the tone, it's going to set the tenor of the times for the next several years.
'Cause I've got my strength. You've been listening to Roger Toussaint, president of Transport Workers Union Local 100. Now look. Ken, where are you going to be Monday, December 16th at 5 p.m.?
I'll be in City Hall Park with tens of thousands of New Yorkers saying no to cutbacks against unions and city services. The rally is endorsed by the New York City Central Labor Council, TWU Local 100, District Council 37, and the Communication Workers of America. To support a united voice, telling the politicians and the wealthy, not on our backs again. That's Monday, December 16th, 5 p.m. at City Hall Park.
This has been a Building Bridges, your community and labor report special filed for Wake Up Call.
You can listen to Building Bridges on Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m.